Alrighty, and you know the drill. You've been on the show 50 times already, so
yeah.
Pull that anywhere you want to go. Just move it with you. Keep yourself a mic away. Have you ever been to like involved in production or movies or anything like that? You know anything about the movie world?
I did movie production.
I know, that's why.
But I didn't ever do the producing of it. I did the like financing of it.
But it's not in your family. Like no one's ever been involved in movies in your family. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No, it's been done.
This is the slow intro right into our show. So hopefully the producer's recording this because I mean, literally, this is our show. I'm Scott Catoon. I am your host of the Technori podcast. You hear the voice of the beautiful voice of Steve Galanis cameo. Welcome to the show. The man shows up with a text message to me saying, sorry, bro, I had good company at my office. Kevin O'Leary, Shark Tank Kevin, took a bite out of the cameo folks over there. Hopefully he didn't bite too hard, or did he?
He's a great guy. So very funny story. So Kev's been on the platform for about 2 weeks now. I think he's made like 15 or 20 grand. He's killing it. He's doing videos.
Not a surprise that Kevin O'Leary would find a way to grind out revenue while he's, you know, just wandering around his house.
But here's the interesting thing. So his reason for coming in, he ran for Prime Minister of Canada last year. I didn't know about this, but he got second place. Now in Canada, all the campaign...
Second place, is that like their awards or ribbons for this?
It's like the first loser over there, but... Anyways, the thing that was pretty funny was in Canada, all of the campaign contributions, it's not like here where you can just write a check for $100 million and run for governor. He has amassed like $300K of campaign debt, but it's all public. So he has to pay it back. But the issue is
we need that.
So
on a day where we're voting, by the way.
Exactly. So the thing that he's asked us to do is to see if we could do something with the Canadian government to allow the politicians to actually use Cameo to pay down their campaign finance debt, which is actually a really interesting idea.
Yeah, why not?
And something, you know, maybe by 2020, instead of all these commercials coming on, your feed's just filled with people getting personalized cameos from political candidates.
Oh, my God. So, like, we'll make this very short on the political side because I don't even want to get into it right now, although I think we're going to get into it at the end of the show anyway. But regardless, I'm so done with it. And I think that one of the reasons I love Cameo is that what people are experiencing, and you'll talk about what Cameo is. You've been on the show before, so people know what Cameo is. You've been on every TV show across the planet recently. So like, I think people get it.
You were my first though.
You were. Yeah. You were the first. We were the first show.
You were the first.
That's all that matters. That's the one you remember, right? That's the first one.
It was special.
It was. And this will be as special or more. I promise you, Steven. I really do think, and this is, I'm not saying this just trying to like make you feel cool because you're sitting here and you gave me an awesome Cameo sweatshirt, which by the way, I'm way off tangent now, but by the way, the startup t-shirt thing was like what everyone does. You are the startup sweater guy.
Yeah.
You are the only guy that I know who's in a startup sweater, who's not like the startup bro sweater that's like a hoodie. This is a legit Russell Athletic sweater. You were the first guy, speaking of first, that I've ever seen with that, and you rocked the shit out of it.
Hoodies are out apparently, and you know, this is the nice thing about being a Cameo. You get to stay close to the cool kids and find out the trends, and apparently hoodies are out. Dave from my team, thank you for that one. You know, David on my team prevented us from making a really bad decision and getting hoodies, what everybody else did. We're going back to the crew necks, like 1980s style, but I'll tell you what, they're pretty cool.
I want a Cameo starter jacket. That's next.
Yeah, I got to see about that. We'll talk to the licensing. Maybe Mr. Wonderful can help with the licensing.
I feel like he knows a guy. I feel like if there was ever a guy to know. But anyway, this is all off topic. The main point I was trying to get here is like Cameo to me, and I think I might have even said this to you when you first came on, which it was book Cameo, and you were just like kind of getting things rolling. It is, to me, the beginning of something new, really new and different. And what you're going to see in Cameo, I think, 5 years from now is not even remotely close to what you see today. Like, I can tell you as a user, I had a buddy of mine's 40th birthday. I used Terrell Owens was the Cameo. He did an amazing job, by the way. So there's your review on Cameo. Incredible. The whole thing is perfect. The video was hilarious. But it's the way that people consume media now. And both from an advertising standpoint, as well as from a just like what I'm interested in watching, I have a really hard time, not just because of ADD, and I'm actually probably better than most viewers. I have a really hard time staying put in something, forget live, but like on demand, staying put for 20, 30 minutes. I really am watching this for the one person. It's that weirdo that I dig. My buddy Lamorne Morris, who if he's not on Cameo, needs to be on Cameo from New Girl. He's hilarious. And I've known him, you know, my whole life. He was always funny as shit.
Yeah,
that I would go to Cameo for 30 seconds of Lamorne every day. that, and like I know you'd say like that's Instagram, but it's not. There's a commercial element that Instagram can't quite do because it makes it cheesy.
It's two things. It's the personalization that makes it really special, but what we were just talking with Kevin O'Leary about, it's also the places that they're doing it from.
Yes.
So probably
take me somewhere new.
Probably my favorite cameo I've ever seen. This happened last year. It was about 25 minutes before the kickoff of the Seattle Seahawks playoff game, and one of their defensive backs did a cameo wishing a kid a happy birthday 15 minutes before kickoff in the locker room for $15. And you look at it, the guys are getting hyped up, getting ready to go out, and they're like, yeah, Joe, happy birthday. Like we're going to get this win for you. It's unbelievable.
I'm legit. I feel like in the monetization of this, there's a lot of things that are going to shift and change here. The way that, like, I am a person who continually still, and this is probably, everyone's going to go back a year from now and laugh my face, still buy Snapchat shares. Because I think it's totally fucked as a platform.
I've wrote it from 24 all the way down.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, well, now you're in it to win it. That's a hodler or whatever, the hell. That's what you are in that case. But for me, I just think that if there is any hope, it is that they are sort of the version of content, and maybe they're not. Maybe Cameo is in there. There's an acquisition. I'm not saying Evan needs to buy you, but that wouldn't be terrible. Well, maybe it would be terrible. Whatever. Bottom line is, I think that they have the opportunity, just like you do, to reintroduce content consumption, not let people who are not professional, not interesting, waste my time with shit on their, like, that's not interesting to me.
Right.
You have people who are incredibly interesting, who are talking to people who will love this. And you're getting human, natural, emotional things taking place in rooms and places I could never get into in my life. And I would pay for that. And if you looked at that and you paired it with the user base that Snapchat is quickly losing, holy shit, that's a whole different version.
It's funny you mentioned rooms you could never get into. When we had the idea for Cameo, we were sitting down with this branding agency in Miami, and they asked us, if your brand was a person, who would it be? And the answer that we gave to that branding agency at the time is now the vision for the company. And I think this is actually a pretty cool story. I've never told this on air.
Awesome.
So what we said was, imagine there's a party and it's the most exclusive party in the world. You hear about it. It's at some club. You have no idea. Diddy's white party, but there's no way you can possibly get in. Somehow you convince a couple of your buddies to get over to this party. It's the biggest line you've ever seen. There's no chance you're going to get in. Somehow you finagle your way in, and now you're within the inner sanctum of the biggest, most exclusive party on earth. You look, and within the most exclusive party on earth, there's a red velvet rope. And behind that red velvet rope is literally every person you've ever wanted to meet in your entire life. You make eye contact with this guy that you met 7 years ago at a party one time. You know who he is, but you're like, there's no way he remembers who I am. He makes eye contact with you. He motions you over. He lifts up the velvet rope, and he takes you to every person and introduces you to everyone you've ever wanted to know. That's Cameo.
That's awesome. That's perfect. I mean, that literally, like,
it's sums, literally, that's our brand.
That, like, I hope that when you continue to raise money, if needed, that you just tell that story. Like, that's all you need to really say. Because the truth is, like, what is the, like, if you pull back all the fancy tech and stuff and advertising and selling of people's data and breaches by Russians, social media platforms really are just FOMO machines.
Yep.
All it is like, sorry, Jen, my wife scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling through
another
Instagram.
Engagement, another baby.
Right? Exactly. It's another dog wedding. Picture, another wedding. I'm part of the problem.
Honeymoon.
Well, hopefully only one honeymoon for me, but another honeymoon on the platform. But the bottom line is, like, all it is scrolling to see what my friends are doing to compare whether their best version of themselves is compared to me.
Correct.
Who gives a shit?
Well, and the worst thing too, imagine how hard it would be to be a high schooler today.
Oh my God.
And, you know, you're connected with all your friends on Snapchat and on Instagram. It's one thing when you're in high school and you might have heard about that party on Monday that you missed, but now they're, like, literally living it in real time and watching all these people have fun. I mean, I can't imagine the anxiety.
To be the kid left out must suck so hard, because you just get it all day long.
Yeah.
And then they bully you on top of it. So it's not enough that I'm left out. I'm the person get bullied here. It's not enough I got left out, but you also shared it everyone and called me a loser.
Exactly. And that's the one thing that we really love about Cameo. It's just so positive, right? Yep. Like, at the end of the day, you know, we have two rules on the platform: no nudity and no inciting violence or cyberbullying. That's it. Outside of that, like, it's all positive messages. It's, you know, getting your favorite person's favorite person to say something to them. It's incredible.
So that's the part I think is just so cool. Like going back to the original kind of premise behind the story you just told is that for me, I now can get access to every one of those cool parties in a personal way. And so like, I mean, not that this, I mean, I'm like lifting up the veil here, but like not that this is what it's intended to do, but it is something that is cool, is that if I was that kid left out, I could, everyone else is sharing like, oh yeah, here's we were making fun of names earlier. Here's Todd and Jeremy's frat party that I didn't get invited to.
Yeah.
Here's me sharing what I did this weekend where I got a shout out from T.O. on whatever. Totally. I got Kevin O'Leary to talk about, sorry, you were out busy partying and I was working on my next tech startup when I buy your lives five times over.
Right. And one thing like O'Leary was talking about, you know, he loves entrepreneurship and just promoting entrepreneurs.
And beaded bracelets.
Totally. He did. He was wearing this like interesting little bracelet. But one thing he was saying, he's like, I would love nothing more than, you know, for like a little bit more money. Let's say he's, I don't know what he's priced at. Say he's 500 now. For 1500, he's like, I would endorse anyone startup in the world. They can send me the product. I could do a promo. Yeah. They could use it on their social, and hopefully that helps with user acquisition.
And once again, smart man with smart comments. Another example of why I think this is the future of content, because Shark Tank, for all it is and all the coolness that it was, and I used to watch it literally on loop. I've watched the first like 12 seasons or 9 seasons literally 15 times.
It's this, same in my house.
I'm off now.
Yeah.
Like, so I've lost, I don't have the patience. I know how the story ends. I don't care. But you know what I would watch? Kevin O'Leary quick take 15 seconds, especially if it was paid for. Like, this is taking your company to like a whole other place, but this is where I think it's going to go.
Yeah.
That there's the option for me as the consumer to engage you by paying you to be a part of the show.
Yep.
I want to be a part of your show. So Kevin O'Leary is going to talk about my startup. So I'm paying you $1,500, whatever the number is. But I actually think there's an opportunity for a sponsor to come in and say, I'm going to pay. Chase Bank is going to pay $1,500 for Kevin O'Leary to do his feedback on here, which makes him neutral now.
So that's a great call out.
It's like the opposite problem. Like if advertising is killing content because it makes it not neutral, this actually is totally different because it takes the advertiser, it flips it.
So there was a really interesting use case like this last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. So Potbelly's just released a new sandwich. They released a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
And to make it go viral, they started this debate on Twitter that was basically saying, do you want provolone or do you want Cheese Whiz on your cheesesteak?
Yeah.
And customers were chiming in. It went viral. They started booking cameos from like Andy Milonakis and random people to respond to customers that, like, let's say it's like, Scott, you said Cheese Whiz, and you'd get like Andy Milonakis roasting you for being like, come on, dude, it's provolone, and like just making fun of you for being a moron.
Only Mediterranean people can say that name that quickly, just as an FYI. And it's both, by the way. It's Cheese Whiz and provolone because I'm a fat kid like that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so this is amazing stuff. I can't tell you how cool it is for me to know you, to like watch this going, because I legit think this is like, if not the app, it's the way of the future. I just think this is, you're onto something just totally revolutionary, which is super cool.
Well, we hope so.
No, it's already there. You're 50 on fire, right? So, yeah, you know it. You know it's there. I was 50 on fire last year. They told me I'm shit this year. But you know what? For a year, I was great.
I got the red jacket this year. That's the new thing.
Wow. I got a plaque.
I got the plaque too. So this year they started something called the Inno Blazer, and within each category, and I got a red jacket, master style.
Do you have to keep it forever?
Top person in B2C this year.
Nice, congratulations! I don't get a blazer. What the hell? Yeah. I have to go to Malik the Taylor for my blazer.
You got to talk to the beat guys. You got to talk to Jim.
See if I can talk to Jim.
Ask him where your red jacket is.
He comes on the show. I give him the Inno. You know, we got the Inno Minute.
Tell him you better get a red jacket, or you can't come on anymore.
I don't want a red jacket. I don't want one. I want one of these puppies.
That's what you should be wearing, anyways.
I know.
See, this is functional. Anyone could wear this. You could wear this. You should be wearing this every day.
I can't pull this off, but I can pull off a black cameo shirt.
The black. See, that's the best thing about our swag: black and white, simple. Everybody can wear it, and you look cool.
I mean, this is like the Raiders. You can't beat this. This is amazing. All right, what is the next thing for you guys? What are you guys working on before we switch over? I've got a little fun segment that I want you to stick around for if you're willing to.
Sure.
But what's the next? You know, you guys are moving so fast. I don't even know if there's a point in saying.
Well,
the next
big one, we haven't really announced this yet, but we're moving offices. So that's huge. We're at 26 people now in our 800.
Do you need a little real estate love? Or you 20, got that
no?
Up?
We're good. We're good. We're actually moving to the West Loop, into this really interesting space. We're gonna do like a big party for the tech community when we come in.
I mean, man.
On December 12th. So look out on social for that. I'll get you an invite.
Sweet. I was going to say, you didn't even invite me, but I just said I'm in.
Well, I haven't told anybody yet. So this is breaking news.
Well, now that I knew. This is what we're in. Like,
breaking news.
The biggest perk, and I couldn't even participate because of this stupid hand, but the biggest perk of this show is the inside fun parties you get to go to. We did it with Salesforce and with Splash out in San Francisco. We did it with G2 Crowd.
Yeah.
This
well,
is awesome.
We hope that this is better than any of them. So we'll hype that up. Doubt. And we're really excited. So December 12th, we're going to do an event at our new space. We're moving to basically Kinsey and May. So a few blocks north of Google.
Yep.
But it's a really interesting space. We've got this artist coming in to deck out the walls. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Well, we'll be there. So we're going to drop into one more segment, a new segment we're going to try to do on the podcast every week. And if not that, we'll do it on social media. We'll do a little bit of everything. So I want to bring back in good old Ron Jozen, who I affectionately call Ron Jozen, even though his name is John Rosen.
Hello.
Hello. Steve, you don't have to participate, but I'm just going to say it might be fun if you do.
I'm in.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing.
I have no idea. Yeah.
So we have a little segment we do called Fakers and Makers. We've got about 3 minutes to do this quick. So John has three things, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got three things from the world of the internet that he's going to drop on us, and we have to determine faker, maker quickly, and you can give sort of your reason why not or why.
Wait, before we get in, did you guys see that fake Justin Bieber burrito thing?
Yes, I did.
No,
I did not. That was awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You got to watch this. These guys broke the internet. They took this picture. It looked like Justin Bieber didn't know how to eat a burrito, and it was totally not him, and it went viral. But there's an incredible behind the scenes video that should be on the next segment.
That's the first thing we're doing.
Check that out
here.
Next, that's what you have to look forward to. We might have to do that straight to social. John, fire away, fakers and makers, ready, set, go.
All right, first one, Spotify, faker maker, buying $1 billion in shares to reverse their recent losses. Hear about it?
I did hear about it. I have bought a bunch of Spotify. My Robinhood account says buy, 72% buy rating. We have a show now on Spotify. This show is on Spotify, so I have a reason. I bet on anything that I'm on.
Yeah.
Because I want to, you know, I want to participate.
Bet on yourself.
What's your feeling?
I'm a huge contrarian. I do not subscribe to Spotify. I don't even have it on my phone. I know, like, my team's obsessed with it, but I don't invest in products I don't use, and that's one I don't use, so I'm selling.
There you
Fair
go.
Fair enough, selling. Boom.
So one maker, one faker?
One maker, one faker.
Number two, today's election day, if you didn't hear, all over everywhere.
By the time you hear the show, Election Day will be over.
It'll be over, but
you'll know that we were thinking about you.
By the way, voting is a pain in the ass.
Holy shit. I'm going to lie and tell people that I vote all the time. I haven't voted for years, and I voted this time, and I don't know if I'll ever vote again.
You have to draw, like, this stupid fucking line? Are you kidding me?
And they wanted me to duplicate my signature. That was just a whole, like, I can't.
Duplicate your signature.
Yeah, they were like, can you show us your signature to prove who you are? And I was like, I signed a different signature every time.
They've got to be able to fit. There's got to be a blockchain solution or something to fix elections.
There should be a Cameo solution.
So far, Election Day is a faker.
No, well, the election process is
Yeah, the
is
process.
Bullshit.
But, I mean,
right, continue
so, okay.
with your faker
right, in Chicago,
question.
We have a big election coming up. The impact on tech in Chicago this upcoming election.
Huge.
You buy in?
It's gigantic. It's not Chicago tech. It's Chicago. It's Illinois. If we don't get, what Rahm Emanuel, say what you want. Like, there's plenty of shit that people don't
sure.
like. Dude's a CEO is legit.
Yeah.
He ran Chicago tech when there was nothing. He turned this into something legit. Now there's other people in play.
Yeah, like everything, all the incubators you see now, they all started when Rahm was in office, right? Like everything.
The vast majority of it. He opened the purse strings to say, listen, if we don't invest in people, and like, again, you can say what you want about the bad parts.
Mm.
Inclusivity is a big part for Rahm. He's been a huge supporter of a ton of founders of every creed and color. It doesn't matter. I think that if we don't have a person who's running Chicago, who's a CEO, and also someone in our governor office who does not understand tech, I think Chicago's in deep shit.
Totally. And I saw, you know, Amazon announced today, I think they're doing the...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's our third topic.
That's our third one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. But I mean, even something like this, right? Like, I think if we have the infrastructure in place and the leadership in place that we'd had, I think we're on that list.
I agree. And I think if we don't have those people in place, then we're off all of these lists.
Look, it's a huge question mark. And, you know, I know just building Cameo, a lot of people early were like, this needs to be in LA. This needs to be in New York. There's no reason to build this business
here.
You're
the perfect example. Literally.
Without 1871, I'm not here. There's
from your
no
founder
way.
Story, your background, everything about the Cameo story, for those of you who don't know, you should go back and look at our first podcast, the whole story. You are an LA company all day long if it weren't for some of the things that have been created here in Chicago, and not fully but in part due to the work of Rahm and Howard and a lot of these other guys. If we don't have, and I know there's tech founders like Neil and others that are running for it, Chicago politics is a serious machine, and you better know what the hell you're doing. And if we don't have that support, we're in deep, deep trouble. So for me, voting in Chicago today is a serious maker.
Hopefully people heard that.
Listen to the show.
The third topic for today, got spoiled a little bit, but Amazon HQ 2, they're not just going to have it in one city. Apparently, it's going to be in two. It's going to be in Queens, New York, and Crystal City, Virginia.
I've actually
not announced yet, but announced.
I'm buying this. I think it's so classic. You get the dog and pony show for everyone, and then of course
split it up.
And the best part is the Maryland site. I think, or the Virginia or Maryland, where
Virginia.
Virginia. They leaked it to the Washington Post that they
were
getting it, which was owned by Bezos. and then the head of Amazon tweeted out and said, "Whoever's leaking this at Crystal City, you did yourself no favors." And then the next day, they announced they're splitting it. That was classic.
But why both East Coast cities? Wouldn't it make sense to have Midwest, East Coast, West Coast?
That was never the point. They'll open a third one. They'll open a fourth.
Yeah,
they'll open wherever they need.
This isn't the end of it.
This is just hilarious.
I think I read in Cranes maybe a couple months ago that they were adding like 10,000 jobs here anyways.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it. But I think it makes a ton of sense. DC was always the top of my list of where I thought it should go. If you think about Amazon and what they're really doing, they're displacing so many workers. They're probably going to be the most disruptive company on earth at scale, especially if autonomous vehicles pop in and drones and all that stuff.
Because DC needed more traffic.
But you've got to be in DC. And if you're the best business in that city, I think that buys you a lot of political capital. Your leadership knows the people making decisions on that type of stuff, and I think it's super critical.
In case you didn't think Bezos ran the CIA already, I think this will confirm that he can just, it makes it an easier commute for him to get to the CIA.
I
to your point, totally buy it. Absolute maker. I also think this is so Bezos to like crystallize and make more money and like to like generate the revenue down to an absolute penny, where he literally works every single city across the country for every dollar he could, then splits it in two.
Awesome.
He split it in twain.
That was like such a power move. I love it.
Oh my God. Awesome. Thank you, John. That was a good one.
Sure.
Steve, thanks for playing along.
Thank you.
I'm going to be on Cameo soon with my sweet new sweater. You guys can
sign him up today.
Boom. Sign him up today. Well, on that note, where do people go to find Cameo?
Cameo.com.
Simple as that. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast now on Spotify, which Steve Glantz does not use, but I do, and so should you. And connect to us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.